Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, believe it or not, we're going to tell the truth, we're going to talk about some legislation, and in the final segment of the show, we'll have some music for the season. To get us started, believe it or not, last week on December 19th in 1918, Robert Ripley began his Believe It or Not column in the New York Globe. Illustrator, cartoonist, and writer Leroy Ripley was born in Santa Rosa, California in 1893. He started out as a tombstone polisher, but worked on newspapers in San Francisco between 1909 and 1913 when he moved to New York to work for the New York Globe. He changed his name when he began his series of Believe It or Not oddities. Syndication of the feature made him a wealthy man, and he lived on an island in Long Island Sound, which he called Bion, B-I-O-N, an acronym for Believe It or Not. Robert Ripley died in 1949. Well, believe it or not, I'm going to play some songs about believing, starting off with Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. Thank you.
you when you said goodbye to me. Even though I see another hold you tenderly, and I'm sure our love is just a thing that used to be. Still I can't believe it's true. Though I know that you've forgotten everything you vowed, and I'm sure you humbled me to make another proud. Even when you pass me like a stranger in a crowd, still I can't believe it's true. Searching for the sunshine, I found it in vain, for I only found it to lose it again. Every new tomorrow brings sorrow and pain, for you left me standing right out in the rain. Everything I do and every single thing I see should be proof enough that you're really through with me. But down in my heart, I keep repeating constantly, I just can't believe it's true.
Isham Jones and his orchestra, with Eddie Stone taking the vocal on one of many of Jones' own compositions, I Can't Believe It's True, something you might say in response to some of Robert Ripley's Believe It or Not cartoons. I Can't Believe It's True was recorded on May 16, 1932. And we started the show being Rapidly Rotating Records, with Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriel Terrace Orchestra in 1926, and I Don't Believe It, But Say It Again, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. Ted Fiorito was born on December 20th, 1900, in Newark, New Jersey. He began playing piano at an early age and started writing songs while in his teens. His compositions include Laugh, Clown, Laugh, Charlie, My Boy, I Never Knew, and Al Jolson's hit Toot Toot Tootsie, co-written with Dan Russo, Gus Kahn, and Ernie Erdman. During the 1930s, Fiorito's band played at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco and had wide exposure in movies, on records, and on radio, including his show Hollywood Hotel. Ted Fiorito was active into the 1960s and died on July 22, 1971. Believe it or not, here are a couple more songs about believing on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Thank you. to love it because it's true. You're all that I want you to be. You're a darling, adorable devil too. Love someone who looks like me. First it was your eyes, said it, arms to credit, lips said please take care. Then there was a gentle murmur, grew much firmer, lost my heart right there. You delicious, delightful delirium, see what your love's done to me. Oh, believe it, beloved, because it's true. You're all that I want you to be. Yeah. Bring it on out, son. Oh, darling, adorable devil who loves someone who looks like me. First was I said it, arms to credit, lips said please take care. Then there was a gentle murmur, and I lost my heart right there. Oh, delicious, delightful delirium, mercy. See what your love's done to me. I'm believing, beloved, cause it's true. All that I want you to be. I'll see doodin' nothing beatin' button beatin' boom. You're all that I want you to be. Yeah.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, recording in New York City on November 7th, 1934, and Believe It, Beloved. And before Fats Waller, it was Billy Hayes and his orchestra and Do You Believe? For a number of years, Billy Hayes' orchestra was resident at the Cathay Tea Room, a Chinese restaurant in Philadelphia. The vocal on that recording, which was made on May 16, 1929, was by Billy Hayes. And on guitar, Carson Robison. I'm Glenn Robison, no relation to Carson, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with some truth and some lies when we return right after this. This past week, on December 18th in 1956, one of America's classic panel shows, To Tell the Truth, debuted on CBS TV. The show was a Mark Goodson-Bill Todman production, and it enjoyed a 12-year run. The original host was Clayton Bud Collier, who had been hosting another game show, Beat the Clock, since 1950. Prior to that, Collier provided the voice of Superman on radio. The original announcer on To Tell the Truth was Burn Bennett, who was succeeded in 1960 by Johnny Olson, who went on in the 1970s to The Price is Right. Panelists included Phyllis Newman, Orson Bean, Kitty Carlisle, Sam Levinson, Tom Poston, Peggy Cass, Merv Griffin, and Bess Meyerson. A frequent guest panelist was Johnny Carson. So here, in commemoration of To Tell the Truth, are some songs about truth and lies, starting off with Clarence Williams.
Say you love me forever and forever. Tell the truth, oh, tell the truth, my dear. My love for you is always new. You say you never thought till the end. Tell the truth, oh, tell the truth, my dear. You had your say, let it be that way, my darling. Now we take it cold, I will never fold, you see. Oh, tell the truth, tell the truth. I'll never forget the day that we met. Tell the truth, please tell the truth, my dear.
me why I look worried and why there's a tear in my eye. For I fell in love with a sweet turtle dove, and I'm such an innocent guy. She told me she loved me, but oh, how she lied.
You're wonderful.
Oh, how she lied. Oh, how she lied. My poor heart is broken, and oh, how I cried. She made a fool of me.
Oh, you don't.
She said that my money would lead me astray.
That money.
So to protect me, she took it away.
I'll take it.
She said she'd return it on some rainy day.
Oh, sure.
But oh, how she lied to me. On last Christmas Eve, she made me very cross. I cried my poor eyes out, and it was because she tried to tell me there was no Santa Claus. But she falsified, she misrepresented, she distorted the truth, she prevaricated, she fabricated a story, she tried to deceive me, and on top of that, oh my, how she lied to me.
Oh, how she lied. Lindley Armstrong Spike Jones and his City Slickers, whom we spotlighted on last week's show, from a 16-inch standard transcription disc made June 12, 1944. Spike was preceded by Clarence Williams and his orchestra on June 28, 1934, with Little Buddy Ferrier taking the vocal on Tell the Truth. Continuing this Truth and Lies set of songs on Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Coleman Hawkins.
Thank you.
lies that made me happy. Lies that made me blue. Oh, you lied to me the day that you promised you'd be true. Lies that broke my heart, dear, and I believe them too. Ah, but the meanest, meanest lie that you told to me was, I love.
From a 1931 radio transcription from the Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel, Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, and Lies. Lies was written by Harry Barris, one of the Rhythm Boys, and who also wrote Mississippi Mud, I Surrender Dear, and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. The vocal on Lies was by Dave Marshall and the three Ambassadors, Martin Spurzel, Jack Smith, and Al Teeter. Before Gus Arnheim, it was Coleman Hawkins on a record which has seen better days, definitely, and It May Not Be True. At the end of 1935, Hawkins went to Switzerland, where he stayed for the most part until April of 1937. He is joined on It May Not Be True by a Swiss group known as the Berries. Some songs about truth and lies to commemorate the debut on December 18th in 1956 of the CBS TV show To Tell the Truth. And it's the truth when I tell you that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Thanks to the internet and streaming audio, we're heard all over the world. Wherever in the world you may be, we'd love to hear from you with your comments about the show or your requests. They can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with some songs about marriage when we return right after this. Congress has been talking about enacting an economic stimulus package here lately, and that seems like pretty important stuff. But last week on December 20th in 1820, the Missouri legislature voted to tax bachelors between the ages of 21 and 50 $1 a year for being unmarried. Here's Charlie Palloy and So I Married the Girl.
Her nose, every tooth a perfect pearl. I couldn't resist her eyes, her lips, her nose. I said I'll marry the girl. So what did I do? I smiled and caught her eye. Said let's give romance a whirl. But cleverly to myself I says I, I'm gonna marry the girl. First I met her father, and then her mother too. They said take our daughter, and good luck to you. Are you listening? Merrily with my hat, my cane a smile, I gave my mustache a twirl. Then suddenly we were walking down the aisle, and so I married the girl.
The church bells frighten you, and the sight and the sound of the crowd all around us too. At the service, honey, close your eyes and just for fun, try to see you and me how we'll be when the wedding supper is done. We'll ride through clover, and proudly we'll exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name. We'll phone all over to Tom and Dick and Mame. Mr. and Mrs. is the name. And then to your people and my people we'll write this phrase. We're wedded and we're headed for happy days. Bring on that clover and let the gang exclaim, Mr. and Mrs. is the name.
What a lonely town this is for me. Things are not just what they used to be. I see all my pals spooning with their gals. They don't seem to have much time for me. Not a soul down on the corner. That's a pretty certain sign that wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. All the boys are singing love songs. They forgot sweet Adeline. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There goes Jack. There goes Jim down to Lover's Lane. Now and then we meet again, but they don't seem the same. Gee, I get a lonesome feeling when I hear those church bells chime. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There'll be no more happy parties that we had from time to time. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There'll be no more harmonizing where the lamplight used to shine. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There they go, gee, I know. They're not all to blame. I surmise that two blue eyes could make me do the same. All the world seems dark and friendless as I wander down the line. Those wedding bells are breaking off that old gang of mine.
The crooning composer, Sammy Fain, crooning one of his own compositions, Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, from 1929. Sammy Fain was born in New York City on June 17, 1902. As a child, he taught himself piano and was writing and selling songs while still in high school. In 1925, he teamed up with lyricist Al Dubin and wrote his first hit, Nobody Knows What a Red-Headed Mama Can Do, which was recorded by Sophie Tucker. He continued writing hits into the 1970s, collaborating with lyricists such as Yip Harburg, Jack Yellen, Mitchell Parrish, and Lou Brown. In 1927, he formed a partnership with lyricist Irving Cahal, which lasted until Cahal's death in 1942. He wrote music for more than 30 films and won 2 Academy Awards. Sammy Fain died in California on December 6, 1989. And we started off this marriage set of songs with And So I Married the Girl, Charlie Palloy and his orchestra on October 15, 1932. Following Charlie Palloy, it was Dick Powell from September of 1934, and Mr. and Mrs. is the name. Some marriage songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with some songs for the season right after this. This being the Christmas season, here are some songs for the season on Rapidly Rotating Records, starting off with Ted Weems. Thank you.
sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. On the way is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans we have made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Thank you.
Some songs for the season on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs on the vocal from 1934 in Winter Wonderland. That was followed by Harry Reaser with Tommy Stax doing the vocal on Santa Claus is Coming to Town from 1934. And from the following year, Benny Goodman and his orchestra and Jingle Bells. Even though it isn't exactly Christmas Eve, we're going to wrap up this evening's show with the first musical rendition of Clement Clark Moore's famous poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." It was set to music by Ken Darby, arranged by Harry Simeon, and first recorded on July 29, 1942. But first, I want to remind you that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up for the weekly playlist by email. With best wishes for a Merry Christmas and joyous holiday season, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention. Here's Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians.
Creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their wee little bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
From the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away must be
more rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the house top the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys.
And Saint Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise
of his galloping hoofs.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot.
His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around,
and down the chimney he came with a bound. A bag full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler just opening his pack.
Thank you. His dimples, how merry were they? His cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun. His nose like a cherry, all wrinkled with buns. And his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth.
And the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath.
Oh, he was so jolly and plump, a right jolly old elf.
And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face and a little round belly.
Oh.
That shook when he laughed
like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
A chuckle and a smile I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
Spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, "Merry drove out of sight."
Merry Christmas to all and to all good night. Snug in their wee little beds, while memories of sugar plums dance in